Hey everybody, it's me, Mark. Another day. I guess I'm feeling better today. Nothing really happened, except that I guess I'm just coming to terms with the choices I have to make. And I guess I'm trying to conquer the fear that I have. And I realize it's an unreasonable fear. Of, you know, I was on my own for 30 years. I mean, well, not 30 years, 21 years. Well, let's see, not really 21. Okay, more like 18 years. But I was. I mean, you know, I never even considered living with anybody. I mean, I got my first apartment when I was 16, 1-6. I don't mean 16 being 17. I mean 16. And so I don't know what happened or when it happened that I decided I didn't want to live alone or something. I've been looking again at roommates and stuff today, but nothing really pans out. And again, I'm left with the balancing game. Do I want to live closer to the beach where it would be really exciting? Or do I want to live in a place that's bigger? I don't know. And I guess I've decided right now that I have to just wait and not make a pre-decision on anything. Just wait and look at all the listings. And any place I go is going to be better than here. I have to remember that. Because at least then I won't have somebody being able to pull the rug out from under me. When that person feels like it, you know, just like get out of my house type thing. I think the thing that gets me and is being constantly bombarded with negativity. You know, every time I turn around, it's just all this, you know, you laugh too much or you smile too much or why do you always got to be in a good mood? Or when we go places, everybody seems to know you. How come everybody knows you? You know, I don't know how anybody could take somebody as laughing too much or being too happy, or at least as being a bad thing, but okay. But the real thing is the power that this person has over me in terms of because of my living status. I have to remove that power. And, you know, it's you know, when people berate you over and over and over, you lose confidence. I guess that's what's happened here, really. I mean, it's hard to me at my age to be afraid of anything like moving on my own. It's just insane. I know it's unreasonable. And I didn't have any nightmares last night. I'm really, maybe, I don't know, I guess over the last 8 years. No, really, you know what happened? I guess I lost a lot of my confidence when I lost my vision back in 2001. Not lost at all, but it went, you know, I lost a lot of it. And you know, you might think that's reasonable, but it really isn't because I never had great vision to start with. So losing a little more, I don't know. Maybe I don't know what it is, but I know that I've got to do this. And I, you know, changing my attitude is everything. It all comes down to me. I mean, I can look at this as poor me, and I can look at it like here's a chance to finally get my life in order, and I'm deciding to do that. Now, it's hard. It's so hard. Because no one likes being rejected, especially when you trust somebody. And you put your trust in somebody, and they promise you over and over you can count on them. They'd never, you know, and we're not talking a young person here who's done this. It's hard. When can you trust somebody? I don't know. You know, it feels like I can't remember one time in my life when someone said to me, I wish I hadn't trusted you. Now, it's caused me a lot of great pain to keep my word all the time. But at least no one ever said I betrayed them. I keep looking for the same thing in somebody else in terms of, you know, partners. I mean, you know, girlfriends and stuff like that. It's just a hard thing. You know, how do you know? And, of course, you know, we had a discussion today, and it really does, it is all about the money. I mean, you know, greed and everything. It's just so sad. So the only thing I can do now is to just, you know, in effect, grow up again. And realize it, and look at this as more of an opportunity than a tragedy. I know I have to do that. And I feel that way now, but these moments are fleeting. It's hard to hold on to this, if that makes any sense. I know that once I do it, I'll be glad. It's just having the strength to do it. But not doing it is even more miserable. Again, I made the same mistake in my marriage. I should have. It's the same fear. You know, it's the same unreasonable, the kind of fear that came when I was 6 years old that's never really left me. After all these years, it's still part of who I am after the things I experienced back then. And I've risen above it before, and I have to rise above it again. So I struggle on. I'll keep going on. I'm going to keep doing this. You know, I looked at places today. I didn't see anything. I think I'm really going to shy away from this roommate thing. I would love to be in a house with an older couple, family maybe, that has two rooms they could rent out. So, you know, you have the best of both worlds, because I really do like to have, you know, to shoot the breeze for a few minutes, you know, have a cup of coffee, maybe talk a little bit, and then go back and do my own thing. That is really my thing, okay? That would make me very happy. But the odds of finding that someplace close to the beach, too, that's not going to happen, you know? And like I said, I guess I can certainly afford a place at the beach, but it'll be so crowded, it'd just be miserable. So I'm going to have to balance it all out. I don't know. I just don't know. You know, I just don't. I know I don't. I'm so tired of, I don't want to pay so much money for a place that I can't afford to actually buy my technology or eat, or have to go back to eating top ramen. I mean, you know, God. You know, and the funny thing is, if I lived any place but California and New York, I could live like a king on my income. It's just that I'm living in this damn state, and it costs so damn much. It's ridiculous. There are people, I mean, I know people who pay one-tenth of what I pay for a dump that live in 2-3-bedroom houses. You know, it's just, I get so angry. But then there's nobody keeping me in California, is there? Huh? There's no one keeping me here. In fact, I doubt if I would give a damn if I left. Come to think of it, I'm sure nobody would. Well, maybe some people would, my friends maybe, but I don't really have any family here. And maybe that's another thing that bothers me, is that after all these years, I don't have any real roots. I have friends, and don't get me wrong, I have friends that would certainly, if I needed something right now, they'd get in their car and they'd be here if it came right down to it. But they're not family, you know. I don't know how to explain that. I'm very blessed. I'm not complaining. But I don't have any roots, you know. I thought by now I have a family or something, but it just hasn't worked out. And yet, there's no place I want to be but stupid, stinking Southern California. Don't ask me why, because I don't know. It really, it's insane, isn't it? It's so ass backwards. I don't know a lot about a lot these days, but I do know a few things. And for better or worse, this is where I need to be. Either in Orange County or L.A. County, but probably Orange County. That's just the way it is. I considered moving other places. Truly, Washington State, for example, would make me very happy with all the rain. I'd love it up there. Someplace further up north, even Wisconsin, for God's sakes. I don't know. But there's something about it. Being in California, I don't know. It's ridiculous. It may even prove to be my undoing. I don't know. I've always been one to shoot for the brass ring. I've never been one to play it safe. If that were the case, I wouldn't be stuck in this mess I'm in now. I guess I still have to keep shooting for the brass ring, and I guess I still have to keep going for the gold, huh? Because to move, if I were to even consider moving someplace else, I can't even, it makes me queasy to even think about it. You know, am I going to move to Iowa? God, I'd slip my wrist. No. Leaving the state is not an option. And moving further into the desert is not an option. I truly regret leaving Redondo. It's the only place I've ever really felt like I'm at home. It's the only place I've ever felt safe. The only place I've ever felt like I belonged. And I haven't even begun to look. That's in L.A. County, for those of you who don't know. Redondo Beach is in... Yeah, I guess you heard that. And I mean, that's wild. I guess I've never had the phone ring on this. I guess you heard the ringing, so there you have it. Anyway, I regret leaving Redondo. And I hadn't even looked back up there. It seemed, I don't think I really want to go back to L.A. County. I don't think so. But maybe I should look. I mean, it's too far from... Nah. It wouldn't be the same now. No, it wouldn't. By the way, I'm looking at my phone. I have this stupid text message on here. God, the technology. Anyway. Even the thought of Redondo, I mean, it just isn't, no. I could never live where I lived before. The prices have gone up too much, you know. I lost my rent control when I left there, so, you know, I couldn't afford it. And to move any place other than where I was or close to it would just kill me. Nah. So I don't know what tomorrow brings or what the Lord has, if you believe in the Lord, and I'm not sure I do. I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is I need to get some sleep. I'm tired. I am depressed. It was so hard getting out of bed today. I woke up and there's just no energy. My arms were laid out on the bed and I just couldn't get up. And just, I've been down this road too many times. So I'm going to give it one great push. I'm going to do this. You know, I'm going to do this. And God help us and God help me. I don't know if I'll be able to talk to you tomorrow or not. I hope so. But, I take it from day to day, day by day. Okay? So please, for those of you who believe in prayer, say one for Mark. And make a joyful noise for me, okay? I'm about to sneeze. Sorry, I couldn't block that sneeze. This is the real deal, huh? Yeah. Have a good night and a good day, wherever you are. Take care. Bye-bye.